You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's cricketers go into their first fixture of the Cricket World Cup against Afghanistan in Bristol on Saturday evening, expecting a win to start their title defence. Afghanistan is the underdog, but if it does produce a huge shock, all-rounder Rashid Khan is most likely to be the man at the centre of the action. But Khan's performances in Big Bash cricket mean he's a threat that Australia is well aware of. Captain Aaron Finch's Australians have had a successful lead into the tournament, beating both Sri Lanka and England in warm-up matches. Opening batsman Usman Khawaja says the side has enjoyed an excellent preparation.
They've been beautiful. Really enjoyed it. The weather's obviously been great. We've got all our sessions in, had the practice wickets and the ground out there. Had a few rounds of golf too, some nice golf courses. We've had a good time, we've trained hard. Every time I've come to England, whether it's been for county cricket or coming for Australia, it always feels so family orientated, so homely. It's a very cool community and I love how much the English love their game.
England, meanwhile, goes into the tournament carrying the favourites tag. Captain Owen Morgan says it won't hinder his side's performances and he'd rather be labelled favourite than anything else.
We've spoke about it as a group. The level of expectation and favourite tags is there for a reason. Over the last 2 years, our form at home in particular has been outstanding, and that's the reason it's there. And to follow up your point, a lot of the World Cups that certainly I've played in and a couple of guys in the change room have played in, we've gone in with very little expectation and not done that well, and I'd pick this position over any other.
The Matildas are gearing up for the Women's World Cup in Eindhoven in the Netherlands this weekend in a match that can be seen on SBS Viceland in the early hours of Sunday morning. Ante Miletic's side has arrived in Holland for a final World Cup warm-up match following a training camp in Turkey. Forward Hayley Russo says the game will be perfect preparation for the tournament, which kicks off next week.
Yeah, we're really excited. I think it's coming up quick now, and we were just doing training in Turkey and now we're here and we know we have a game in a couple of days. So it's going to be a big one and it's going to be really good for our preparation for the World Cup.
And if you're a big football fan, the UEFA Champions League final will be staged in the early hours of Sunday morning. Liverpool and Tottenham meet at Atletico Madrid's famous Wanda Metropolitano Stadium. Tottenham is looking to win its first Champions League title, while victory for Liverpool will see the Reds crowned Kings of Europe for a sixth time. Liverpool's Dutch midfielder Jorginho Wijnaldum believes the game could go either way.
To be fair, I don't really think about favourites or something, because in a game everything can happen, 90 minutes or even 95 minutes. Two teams will make a chance to win the game, and I think everyone make us favourite, because what you just said, we finish higher than them in the league. We won two times against them, but I think especially look at the second game we played against them. In the second half, it was quite difficult.
Back home, and the final round of the NRL before Origin fever hits its peak is underway, with Penrith recording back-to-back victories for the first time this season following a win over Manly. It's a feat Gold Coast hopes to continue against North Queensland in their Queensland derby on Sunday. Round 11 of the AFL continues this week, with second-placed Collingwood facing eighth-placed Fremantle on Saturday afternoon, while ladder-leading Geelong meets Sydney, currently in 15th place. With only one win this season, Carlton will be hoping to turn around its poor form with a win against Essendon on Sunday afternoon. And the French Open tennis tournament continues with just one Australian left in the men's draw, while Ashley Barty and Sam Stosur are carrying the nation's hopes in the women's draw. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.